This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Chaos in the studio here.
It is Ben Woods.
Yeah, buddy. Get our YouTube cameras all set up. Welcome back. We are live here until 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan. And it is our pleasure. Paulie, do you need a second to get everything set up? You're good to go. All right. It's our pleasure to welcome back. He's in town this weekend. I believe Comedy Store in La Jolla. Jay Moore is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Jay, it is great to see you again.
Yes! Thank you, boys.
You're awake at 7 a.m.
You fake it till you make it, right?
That's right. That's what we do every morning.
You can be a mope or you can just go with the flow. Come on, at San Diego, La Jolla, Chula Vista, show me your lightning bolts. Come on!
Our buddy. Yeah.
Oh, man. The best fish starting there.
We were just talking about when you did sports radio. I liked your show a lot. I listened to it all the time. Do you miss doing this? Probably not.
No. Yeah. It's a stamina that you can't prepare for the stamina of every flipping day.
It's gnarly.
And if you're national, you can only talk about the Cowboys so much before you want to kill yourself.
It's just over.
Like, why can't I drown? Right. Like, why can't I just drown?
Yeah.
Why can't they just find my lifeless body, pin a Cowboy star on my back?
Call it a day.
Did you do 3 hours or 4 hours?
Three. It was not
three.
We did four.
So, yeah, we do four. He complains every single day about it.
Every day.
Gnarly.
Which is a putz.
I did five yesterday.
Guy's got it made. He gets to do radio in San Diego. You got cut.
All the teams to choose from. It makes it so fun, right?
Well, it's not my, you guys could have voted the Chargers to stay. You didn't even vote for him to stay. It was on the presidential ballot.
You were going to the polls anyway. It's all about the
owners.
And
you know what Spanos did? He went from renting here to renting there.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of billionaire are you? What kind of people are these, Henry?
Not every owner is a good owner like Jeannie Buss or Peter Seidler was.
He was so excited that you were coming.
What was the second name you dropped?
Peter Seidler.
He passed away. He was our owner here.
Padres owner actually like spent money on the team the last few years, wanted to win a World Series more than anything.
How'd that work out?
Well, you're a Met fan, aren't you?
What?
I thought you were a Met fan.
What is Met?
I thought you were a Mets fan.
Say it again.
I thought you were a Mets fan.
I thought you said I'm a right spider.
I thought you said.
No, I'm not all right.
You dizzy bastard, get my drink. Make him call for the drink. Ben Casey. Bastard.
You're not all right, spider. How is your lovely Mrs. Buss?
Oh, she's
Mrs.
great.
Mrs. Moore.
Mrs. Moore, yeah.
Ben was really excited to have you in because he wanted to talk Lakers basketball.
Lakers are hot right now.
Yeah.
Gotta get past Sacramento lost last night, so you gotta get past one of those teams and get out of the 9 seed.
I can't believe you're doing this right now.
I know, but we talk about it all the time.
And now, please welcome your Chicago Bulls.
This is what we play for him, basketball, Ben, when he goes on his basketball Laker tangent.
He's a sports talk radio show host who hates basketball.
I don't.
You hate basketball.
I don't like it that much. I used to, but I don't need
it. If the Lakers had the record this year, if they had this year's record last year, they'd be a 4 seed.
Right.
Yeah.
The West is nuts.
So deep.
When you look in the standings, though, it'll say like last 10 games, it's all just 8-2, 7-3, 8-2, 7-3, 7-3, 7-3, 7-3.
It's weird. I don't mind when you talk basketball. Just him. I can listen to you talk basketball. You know what I'm saying?
You know why? Just look at his face. Just look at him. How come I don't get one of those cool lights that you Instagrammers have?
We should get a fourth.
Celebrity the light.
You look better than Molly. We don't need We're beyond help, so it really doesn't matter.
Good radio, Woods. Thank Fix you. The lights.
I know. Sorry. I'm sorry. How's everything else, man? What else are you working on? I know you're doing stand up, but what else are you doing? You getting scripts and stuff?
I mean, yeah.
Of course.
No, I'm out of show business.
Yeah. Well, I see you on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, why does the board op have a light?
The board op? Oh, well, no.
He's the executive producer, if you like to know.
Please.
Executive producer.
Oh, please. Until they bring in an Asian woman.
He's called me a putz and Paulie the board op since he got here. And called you annoying.
Yeah.
This is why I love having
Jay. Him annoying.
You called me annoying.
You did.
I did not say the word annoying.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was exactly the word you used.
Run the tape.
Yeah. Paulie's good at running the tape back.
I'm in this movie, Sweet Dreams, that a buddy of mine directed and wrote. Johnny Knoxville goes to sober living, right?
Yeah.
And I play his sponsor. I was so fat in this movie.
Why?
Because I got fat. I was fat
after
last time
you got sober. You weren't fat when you were
I gained
here last.
70 pounds when I got
no.
sober.
I was two. We saw you in studio. You didn't. I mean, you definitely look good now.
I was 238.
You look in shape
I'm
now.
I'm 235, so.
Yeah, but you're like 6'9". What did you say?
Suck it.
Yeah. I thought you never. Whoa. You know I was in rehab, right?
I do. So you got to play. You got to play a sponsor, which. How was that for you? Now you've been on the other side where right, you know what I mean?
You just say the lines that are written.
Yeah.
There's no like, wow, this really speaks to me. This
part. You're not Stanislavski method of
no.
There.
You just where do you want me to stand?
What do I say?
I'm not smart enough to pull that. Here's how I act. Not my turn. Go.
Daniel Day-Lewis, you gotta get in character for like 4 weeks before you can even utter a line. Sure.
Then I retire and become a cobbler.
So that's going to, when's that coming out or is it already out?
It's going to be out like next week. It's called Sweet Dreams. Theo Vaughn's in it. Bobby Lee's in it. And Johnny Knoxville, obviously. Yeah, you know, I just sold a show, an unscripted show to CW. But, you know, who cares what, you know, it's all blah, blah, blah until it's out.
That's true.
We're actually going through your filmography yesterday.
Can you tell where my addiction got really bad?
Hold on. Pull it up again. Do you have it in front of me? I'll tell you exactly where.
Let's go back to Joe. So I had forgotten a few, like Pay It Forward was one that I had forgotten about. You were the journalist in that.
That's great
in that. That was a sad movie. That was a really sad movie.
That's an interesting part because my entire part could have been replaced by a spinning headline. I just keep showing up going, the movement has reached Los Angeles. Everybody loves this thing. They just spin the headline.
What was your favorite?
Cousin Mike, Groomsman.
It's my favorite movie you've ever done. It's my favorite movie you've ever done. It's so under the radar. Edward Burns, he wrote and directed that. Yes.
I love it. Yes.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
And like when I die, I'll be like, yo, check out Cousin Mike and Groomsman. Yeah, I acted.
That you did great in that.
Standing by the ice cream truck. What are you doing? You didn't talk to me for 8 years because you were gay?
Yes. So
I'm going with
so
sometime
good.
Right after the incredible Burt Wonderstone.
No, Burt Wonderstone was great.
No, after that.
But what's after it?
Dumbbells, Rode Hard, and then a 3-year gap until All About
there
Nina.
There it is. And then what's after Nina?
American Nightmares, Hollow Point, and then a 4-year gap.
You don't even know what Hollow Point is?
American Nightmares.
You were Raymond, according to your filmography. Raymond.
He doesn't even remember.
I'm waiting for you to get to the Talking Dog movie.
Which one was the Talking Dog? Air. No.
Jesus.
What's Air was Air? The great movie.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah. I don't see a Talking Dog movie
what
in
was
here.
The Talking Dog movie?
Paparazzi?
Paparazzi, was that Just Right TV or something? Was that actually out in theaters?
I don't even think they put it on your IMDb, actually. They left it off.
Did you get paid for that?
I'm not, yeah, cash. Right up my nose.
Trade.
I'm not even like a lead dog. I'm like a salesman at Chewy Vuitton.
Are you sure they didn't edit you out? Paparazzi, there it is. 2019. Paparazzi.
So 2019, 2020 is the sweet spot. Why are Jay's boogers blue and orange?
It's when we met you the first time, and you came into our old studio at Mighty 1090, and you stayed for like 2 hours, and it was the greatest. We had a great time.
Yeah, that was a good time, Charlie.
We also realized anyone who sticks around hanging with us for 2 hours probably has an issue.
Probably
now I'm sober. I'm not gonna go. I'll see you.
Yeah. So good to see you again. Joined in studio by the great Jay Moore. We were talking about Bob Sugar, of course. That's probably, you get a lot of Bob Sugar still to this day. And we wanted, I said to the guys earlier in the week, I go, we've had him. He does walk in everywhere he goes.
Of course. It's crazy. All right, there you go. What's next?
But I said, how did we get him to do it again? Do you mind doing it?
I said, I mean, they're copying you for Super Bowl ads now.
Yes.
And they're actually making it a bit on a Super Bowl ad, getting everybody to do a walk-in.
First person I thought of was you.
Christopher Walken.
That ad?
How was I not in that?
Who's your agent? He's got to go.
Reuben Kincaid.
He's got to go. He's got to go.
Does anybody get that reference? Reuben Kincaid?
Uh-uh.
That was the Partridge Family's agent.
Oh, no. Wow.
I'm not.
It's 97.3. You don't say the points. FM, the fan. Yeah. Sports talk, radio. That's all.
That's it. That's all I needed.
What else you want?
No, that's it. That's all I needed. You're listening to Ben and Woods.
I'm not going to say that. You know, Norm MacDonald. You know, I always listen to Ben and Woods, you know. I'm not sure why, you know, because one guy, he likes to talk NBA basketball, you know. But the other guy, the Woods guy, he says, hey, do me a favor. Don't talk NBA basketball.
So good. That'll be a promo for us very much.
All right, now you do an impression.
Woods actually is not bad.
I am. I mean,
let me hear you do Peter Griffin. Good Will Hunting. I love Good Will Hunting.
Oh. Whatever I say, you got to just try it right away.
I don't know. I didn't watch Family Guy.
This is a.
That's
a
not
method.
The game.
Give me somebody that's not a cartoon.
Liam Neeson. Right away, go.
You can't even think about it. You got to go.
You know what?
I have a specific set of skills.
If he was on the Lucky Charms box, it's a fun game. You're out of the band.
He can't do accents.
Woods says the Irish accent is the hardest. We played some of the best actors in the world trying to do Irish.
Yeah. You know,
Tom Cruise, they're all horrible at it.
It's my hat.
It's the worst.
Everybody in Gangs of New York is horrible.
That's terrible. Yeah, everyone's terrible.
But that opium den with everybody's boobs are out, just pulling around. Every nook and cranny's got somebody getting it in. I'm like, oh, maybe I need to go back in time and not know what it's like to brush teeth or wipe butts.
Right, seriously.
It's corn cobs.
I do Boston's.
No, you're done.
Yeah, am I done?
You're out.
That's fine. I'm not going to do it then. That's good. That's all right.
At least I try.
Yeah, you
so,
did
Ben,
try.
Ready? I'll give you one.
Give him another one.
But you got to go immediately. Morgan Freeman? Perfect.
Because he went through 500 yards.
You're out of the bench. Shut
of
up.
Of the foulest smelling
I hope you
edge.
Drown.
You really got the wrong guy for this. You should have jumped in because you're so much better than I am.
I didn't know how to do.
Good old Andy. Crawled through a mile of you-know-what, came out the other side. Some birds weren't meant to fly. I've messed it up.
So good, though. So good.
All right, ready, Ben?
Yeah, one more time.
Sarah Silverman.
I don't know what she sounds like.
You don't get the game.
No, we don't. We're not impressionists.
That's the fun part, is that you just have to be willing to return serve.
You're right. I show.
You always say play along. You always say play along.
Do you play golf with the club pro and go, I'm not a pro. I can't hit it.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, yes. That's a very good impression.
I always sit on this because I have a groin issue. So
a growing, as Terry Bradshaw says. A growing. He has a growing injury.
I lean on this all show.
Did you really?
Yeah, I do.
How'd you injure your groin?
Playing baseball.
What's his name? Hey, you want to hear my favorite joke? I'll try to clean it up.
Please clean it up.
Got the dump button.
Nah, I can't even tell it.
Can we take a quick break and then come back and you can tell us your joke?
Want to hear an alcoholic joke?
Yes.
Alcoholic's on a deserted island. He finds a genie lamp. He rubs it. The genie says, I'll give you two wishes. He goes, all right, my first wish is I want a cocktail that never is empty. So he bang, boom. He's holding this big, tall, icy rum and coke. Starts chugging it. It never goes down. 3 hours go by. He's hammered. And the genie goes, you know, you have another wish. He goes, I'll have another one of these.
Fantastic. You got time to stick around for a couple minutes?
I don't get it, Jay Moores.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, we're going to come back. More of Jay Moore in studio on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's check traffic with Kelly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Tune in every Thursday, 10 a.m. for 97.3, the Fan's commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, last honest pizza. We got Jay Moore in studio. Comedy Store, how many shows this weekend? What's the details?
Five. Two Friday, two set. Two tonight. And two tomorrow night, and then one Sunday.
Okay. What's the act right now? I mean, what's the focus?
I talk about my intervention, going to rehab. I talk about what it's like to be married. I talk about planning a wedding in your 50s. I talk about having sons that are idiots.
How old are your sons?
13 and 21, different moms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Are they tight?
Well, one's in college, and one's
13.
On his bottom bunk watching TikTok.
No,
that's all they do.
I got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, so I'm getting to that.
When my son was in third grade, he goes, I don't understand how my grades work, because it's numbered like 1 through 4, right? I go, well, you get threes. That means you're in third grade, you're getting threes, you're right on grade level. Four is like, wow, this guy's like as smart as a fourth grader, right?
Right.
We're in the car driving when I'm telling this. I go, one is like you wear your underpants outside of your pants. We get to the next red light. I look out of the corner of my eye. He looks down like this. That's my son. My son's hilarious. My son,
I bet.
But you know what? We go bowling every Tuesday night, me and my wife and a couple friends. And then one night my friend flew in from Japan with his daughter, and so like it's eight of us just catching up, like in this little scrum. And my son, he was 12 at the time, 12 years old, and he walks up to my friend after 5 minutes and goes, hey, I'm Mackie. I don't think I introduced myself. I'm Jay's son.
Nice.
And I was like, this guy could sell Learjets to billionaires. What am I worried about his grades for?
Yeah.
I think we talked about it before. I think comedy has got to be the hardest thing in the world, to get up by yourself on a stage in front of an audience. And I have the utmost, Woods has tried it a couple of times.
It's nerve-wracking.
I mean, it's got to be absolutely terrifying.
You saw me. Now, you have to put me on the spot.
Do you do your Liam Neeson impression?
I will not do Liam Neeson.
So this guy thought, though, he thought you had to come up with a different act every single time. So
I thought that, too.
I did it five times. I wrote five separate 10-minute acts.
Wow.
It was terrible.
You have an hour.
An hour of garbage.
An hour of Kmart.
It was mostly about that.
Punching your clown?
Punching the clown. Yeah, mostly. You talk about what you know.
When I was really overweight. You ever pull a hamstring doing that? But you ride, you like just straighten your legs, start trembling.
I'm going to get a hamstring watching a baseball game on the couch.
He jumped off the. Yes! And pulled a hammy.
I kind of woke up with a pulled hammy last night. I think I just was dehydrated.
Oh, that's the worst. The cramp in the middle of the night.
When I went to my doctor, I did all this blood work because, you know, I got sober. I got to take care of my body. Got new teeth, new hair, blah, 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 blah. I got my blood panels done. And then he leaves me a voicemail. Hey, it's Dr. Foxman. When do you come in and we'll talk about the results of your blood panel?
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, God, I got AIDS again. I got it again. Three times? Like, that's got to be a record. And it turns out I was fat. He wanted to talk to me about being fat. But he didn't say fat. He called me obese.
Obese.
And I talked. I turned into Joe Pesci. I'm like, I'm obese, you stuttering, mumbling. Where do you get your medical balls big enough to call me obese, you stuttering? I wanted to climb off the table and slap this guy, but it would have taken me like 4 minutes to climb off that table. And plus the paper was stuck to my legs.
It's terrifying. We did this medically, like if you go by height and weight, like 90% of the Padres roster is obese.
The BMI.
I'm morbidly obese.
According to the stats,
drop dead.
Three of us are morbidly obese.
It's so scary to hear, too. Like, hey, man, you're going to have a stroke at some point, so stop eating Chick-fil-A every day.
If I'm 5'10", 190.
You're fine.
I'm probably 190 right now. I'd like to be 180, but whatever. But if I'm 5'10", 200, I'm an NFL running back.
That's exactly right.
But I don't look like an NFL running back. Right. I look like a guy with a belly.
Mm-hmm.
A belly. So we were talking about taking testosterone.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's fun.
There's some nice benefits to that.
Very nice benefits.
About 2 inches.
You're right into it.
You don't sell that when you talk about West Coast men's health.
You just started.
One of those claims you can't make on the radio.
What's that?
Like you can't promise people something that.
No, you can't promise. Yeah. You say it happened to me.
Jay's saying it happened to him.
When I started TRT like years ago, I thought I was dying. I didn't know what was the matter with me. And they're like, hey, man, you have the testosterone of a 98-year-old man. That's why you can't get out of bed.
At least they said man with you.
Exactly. But you're right. Like, you're about 6 weeks in?
Yeah. Not even four.
The fog just starts to lift, and then, yeah, you wake up
with some
benefit.
I can't get off the preacher curl bench at the gym. I got one Too Short song over and over. Doing negatives.
I went to my trainer, and after he killed me one day. Not anymore.
You should fire that guy.
I went to him, I go,
what does he have you working, the water fountain?
I hate it. Just getting roasted. So he crushed me one day, and I had just started, and I go, is that all you got today? Like, the recovery was really, it was really phenomenal. And you get why baby athletes do it sometimes.
Baby athletes?
No, when you get why athletes do it sometimes.
You said baby athletes.
I didn't mean to.
Baby athletes.
I meant regular athletes.
Baby athletes.
You get why
sign
athletes
me, by the way,
do it.
Sign me up.
It's on ESPN. Which channel?
The Ocho.
Tommy in our chat says, in my fat days, I had a doctor write in his notes that I was grotesquely obese.
Grotesquely.
Decided morbidly obese wasn't enough.
Grotesquely obese. That's when you can put your hands in your pockets naked. Grotesquely. Oh, Tommy?
That's a doctor's term. That was Tommy sharing
that
in our chat.
How did you gain all the weight?
Yeah.
Eating.
Eating, drinking.
Oh, my. You look like a strip club DJ.
I do?
Yeah.
It's maybe the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
You look cool.
Thank you.
You look like you wear sweatpants to a funeral.
Let's give her a big Texas hell yeah.
They took me to my very first strip club
48 years old,
a couple months ago. 48. When we were in Arizona. Yeah.
But he'd never been.
I'd never been.
What'd you think?
It was fun.
Oh, he had a good time.
Fell in love. First
Delilah.
One
yeah.
Delilah?
She's the one.
The first one.
Delilah.
We played it every day.
Delilah.
Every single day.
They're just magicians at getting it. Because I'm the big shot. I'm like, all right, you, and you. Back room.
She really cared. She had a heart of gold.
She
I could tell.
She did.
She had a heart of gold.
Can you imagine doing that for a living? Sitting in your lap.
Oh,
can you imagine sitting in Ben's lap for money?
She actually went upside down. She was very acrobatic.
It was the greatest thing I've ever. At one point, I looked over and he was standing on the side of the stage. He'd never been to one, and he was standing there with this grin, and he just goes like this, and he just throws dollar bills. And I looked at Paulie. I go, I would get that tattooed, that image. If I was allowed to take pictures in here, I would get it tattooed right here.
So did you sneak back by yourself?
Everyone assumes that I did, but I had such a great experience. I don't want to sell you the memory.
We started
there's
nowhere
experience.
To go but down with that.
We were at a strip when I was on Saturday Night Live. Me, Farley, Spade, Timmy Meadows, I forget, maybe Sandler. We all go to the strip club, and you know, bodybuilders will flex their individual pecs.
Their pecs.
This girl could do this. Like this Russian immigrant woman was coming over, and she's like flip, 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 flip. Yeah, and then she's dancing for David Spade. And then two songs go by and she comes back and she's dancing for David Spade again and she does it again and Spade goes, seen it. And she just retired that moment. It's you just saw each bag deflate. Oh, I can't. It's like, yeah, I don't.
Not anymore. Right.
We all crave Hollywood celebrity approval.
It's true.
It's a disease among us mere mortals.
Yeah,
so.
But she really liked you, Delilah.
She did.
Yeah, she did. No.
It's on the Reddit.
In the car ride on the way back, he's like, I feel like I could like help coach her. Like I could help like mentor her. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Bring her to the batting cages. Work on her footwork.
The golf range.
A golfer.
She's got potential. That's for sure.
She does. For what?
Whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants to do.
Whatever she wants to do.
The sky's the limit. Yeah. The sky's the limit. It was his first time and only time.
If you're listening and you're a stripper, boo.
Oh, no. I don't know how big our contingent is.
Zero.
Exotic.
I'm going to go zero.
Probably right.
Zero. Why do you have a picture of Dave Roberts on the wall?
He's a San Diego guy, and we were tight back in the day, and so I got the picture with him. And
you look like Tom Cruise in that picture.
Then he became the manager of the Dodgers, and you know.
You actually have Tom Cruise's nose.
Thank you.
You look like him.
I've said that. Somewhat. I
not
said
now.
That.
Yeah, not now.
All right, fine, whatever.
You look like Tom Cruise's older brother. How old are you?
48.
Oh, you're younger brother than Tom Cruise.
Thank you. Tom's ageless, of course.
He's amazing.
Is he?
That is.
He's
the coolest
guy. Is he the coolest guy?
Well, I just know him from the movie. We never hung out, but he was the nicest.
Was he?
Yeah. In my audition scene, my audition scene was firing him.
Yeah.
And I always, the whole thing with Bob Sugar was no matter how he's sitting, he's always looking down at you. Like I always had this diagonal eyes down. And then when we shot it in the restaurant, my seat was like really low. And I was like, you know when your elbows are like up on the table?
Yeah.
And I'm just doing the scene. And I was like, we did like two takes. And they're like, and he's like, what do you think? I go, my chair's too low in the audition. And before I could finish, he goes, Cameron, he needs a taller chair. He needs a taller chair. And he gets up and like they're putting like furniture pads under my ass. And I'm like, wow. He goes, never underestimate how important everything is to your performance.
That's unreal.
I don't know why I just did Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Have you ever done your own stunts?
When I do Owen Wilson, I wind up sounding like Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah, with me and Keanu Reeves, our fight scene in Street Kings, these stunt guys rehearsed it for an entire day. They came in at noon and like at midnight, they're like, okay, you got it. And they showed us, it's like we had to fight down the stairs, back up the stairs, out a window, onto the roof of a garage, off the garage, into the bushes, into the trunk of the car where he puts me. And they show us and Keanu Reeves looks at me and goes, shall we dance?
Oh my God. One take.
I'm like, well, you're Neo, bro. Let's do it.
Yeah, he's going with the Matrix.
And right before the fight scene, I walk past his trailer. He's in a wife beater and his jeans, and he's cutting a steak on a paper plate with a plastic knife and fork. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I have to get the blood up.
Oh, my.
Before our scene, I want to get the blood up. Get the blood up.
He seems like a really good
guy. He's a good guy.
He's a really
nice guy. And a couple of friends of mine have bumped into him in Hollywood, like at different hotels.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm friends with so-and-so. One of my friends is a 2-time national champion wrestler, Nick Suriano. And he's at the Olympic trials now. And his family was staying at the Chateau Marmont, and Keanu Reeves is there. And he goes, hey, I'm friends with Jay Moore. And he goes, oh, how do you know Jay? He goes, he coached me in wrestling. And he goes, but you're so much more than a wrestler.
Just out of the blue.
Now it's like his Instagram bio. So much more than a wrestler.
Anytime a Keanu Reeves story comes, he seems like a guy that's kind of laying low these days. But every story that comes out, he just seems like the greatest guy.
Yeah, he'll just quote Shakespeare and stuff to you.
She's like, all right, see you later.
But then when he acts, it's like a cigarette ad in the 50s. Like, smoke Luckies. These hit my T-zone. The T stands for flavor.
We were asking yesterday, when did people stop talking like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
2 bits. Yeah, like that whole bit.
And they all talk so
fast.
You know what's fun to do on an old movie when they pick up the phone? Try to be the person on the other line and say anything.
Hello.
Yes. Really? Trolley? Springfield, Illinois? Got it.
So true.
Okay, so here's the information.
We had some people in the chat asking about your SNL days. How difficult was that?
It was impossible.
That whole...
Because you have no idea how to do it or what to do it. Like, everybody's writing sketches on a computer, and I didn't have a computer. I didn't know how to type. So I'm writing my sketches on a yellow legal pad, and you finish at 2 in the morning. You're like, where do I hand this in? They're like, just go...
You have to pitch, like, you go in at, like, a pitch meeting.
Yeah, that's the easier part.
Is it?
Well, I learned my second year the art of the fake pitch, because I realized Kevin Nealon would pitch the same thing every week and not write it. He goes, I have an idea where you have a house, you live on top of one of those runaway truck ramps. And like at dinner, a truck just comes, you know, crashing through your wall, you know, and everyone would giggle, and he goes, yeah. And then the key phrase is, and I'm working with Ben on something.
You
just pick somebody in the room, go, I'm working with Woods on something. I'll tell you about it later. Because I would just give all my ideas in the pitch, and then when I wrote it with each joke that I already pitched, and it wouldn't get a laugh because they already heard all the jokes.
Right.
So it's like, and then this happens, and then this happens, like me.
That's tough. Was it political? No favoritism and all that
stuff?
Well,
like, who's light this week? Who's got a movie coming out, I guess? That's maybe good. But, you know, it's if you stink, you stink. And I stunk.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
How long were you on SNL?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
That's decent run. That's a tough...
Ladies and gentlemen, Woods!
So some people get introduced, and then there's featuring.
I was one of those.
You were one of those. What's the difference, like, between the actual...
Just the title, I guess.
Just the title at the end.
Because I pitched Good Morning Brooklyn, which wound up going on twice, and I'm really proud of it. You know, it's a morning talk show, like, Good Morning Brooklyn, how are you?
Yeah.
Yay. Now it's time for the beating of the week.
That's great.
The Beaten of the Week is brought to you by Paul Ianella and Sons' Little Red House of Sausage and Peppers. And Connie DePodesta's House of Class.
House of Class.
It's great.
So good.
Just nail so good. And so I had it for the Marissa Tomei because she was promoting my cousin Vinny. And then I'm walking her through the beats. And everyone's like, oh, that's a great idea. And I'm writing it and it's coming out great. And then I'm talking to her like on a Friday. Like it already got picked to be on the air. And she goes, wait. You're a featured performer? Like she stepped in dog crap. And I'm like, yeah. And then, like, she wouldn't do it.
No way! You just ruined my image of Marissa Tomei.
But then it wound up going up with Sarah Jessica Parker, and she was hilarious.
So good.
She kicks Chris Farley in the nuts. He's got a new karate dojo on Lemoyne Avenue. Please. And he comes in, he goes, okay, I'm a mugger. I want your purse. And she goes, get off of me, you mutt. And she kicks him in the nuts. He goes, that's not karate. You need me in my groin. Son of a... And he runs out.
Oh, my God.
That's not karate. You kicked me in my groin.
That's amazing.
Chris Farley. I do, too.
So much. Best.
I'll tell my Chris Farley story this weekend at the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Yep.
We paid him, me and David Tell paid him $100 to go to the bathroom out the window. 17th floor.
I think you told us this last time I think you were here.
Incredible. He's standing on a window ledge on the 17th floor just grinding.
Number two.
we are out of time. Although we have a Jay Moore rule, you can stay as long as you want. No. But if you got to get going, you're off the hook.
Hey now, it's Bannon Woods, everybody. 97.3 with Board Op.
Board Op, Paulie. Damn it,
Bob.
Bob.
Thank you, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, boys. I love you.
Great
to see you, man. Comedy show, comedy store. Four, five shows. Two tonight. Five. Two tomorrow. Woo! One on Sunday. Go see Jay Moore. Have a laugh or two. We will be back with more Bannon Woods right after this on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Hurricane Jay has left the building. He was fantastic. It's always terrific when Jay Moore is in studio.
So good, man.
I'm always absolutely terrified.
Even I am.
And 80% of it goes over my head, and I still love it.
Yeah, it's so good.
I mean, there's references. I've got no idea who he's talking about. Sometimes I look at you, and I wonder, does Woods know who he's talking about?
Like, which ones? You got the Goodfellas one, I'm assuming.
I got the Goodfellas one.
Okay.
Joe Pesci. You got that one.
Yep.
For sure. Hey, there's just a couple of names that you drop in there.
There's a couple of names I didn't really know either.
Who that is.
But man, he's good. He is. He just makes me laugh. He's always on. You know, even at the commercial breaks, he's great. Great dude.
What did he call you, Paulie?
Board Op Paul.
Board Op Paul?
Oh, Bop. B-O-P.
Board Op Paul.
I get it now. See, now I get it.
Yep.
You're a strip club DJ as well. I mean, you would be really good at that.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
I took it as a compliment.
Yeah. I don't know if he meant it as a compliment.
I don't think he did, but, I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Take it however, though.
And he's not wrong, necessarily. Like, when I thought about it, I went, yeah. Like, I do have that... It's not even the voice, it's the look. I think I look like a strip club DJ. I do. I've never done that. I have friends that have. It's just weird. Do you see it?
I'm looking. I mean, I'm trying. I haven't been to many strip clubs. I don't remember what the DJ at Explicit looked like, actually.
I don't
either. But I think the voice works.
My voice?
Yeah. At the strip club.
It's not that hard, you know.
We need a we're gonna need a contestant for Take on Woods.
Okay.
Usually play a little bit earlier, but your chance here to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas coming up here in just a couple of minutes. If you want to get online now, 833-288-0973. We got a 2-night stay. We got tickets to Cool and the Gang as well. Got our musical trivia challenge, Tier 1 v Woods coming up here, but you got to call in 833-288-0973. Mentioned that the Marlins are 0-8. They are the last winless team in baseball, Woods.
Jeez. They are.
The Mets finally got their first win yesterday. Came in the second game of a doubleheader. It also came on the same day that their own broadcaster, Gary Cohen, said, this has got to be rock bottom. They were winless. They lost the first game of the doubleheader. They had gone 13 innings without a hit. They were getting no hit in the second game and trailing 1-0 to the Detroit Tigers. And then they finally got a hit, and then they got two runs in the ninth on a Pete Alonso home run and a walk-off single, and actually won the game 2-1. But how bad do you have to be in the first week of the season for your own broadcasters to be going, this is rock bottom?
Tough,
here.
Man. It was a rough week for our beloved Italian Paul, is a big Met fan, and I saw him going through it online. It happened. You know, it happens. I mean, that is a team. I don't know that they're capable of ripping off 8 in a row. I think every team is. Who was the team last year that had the long win streak that surprised everybody? I can't remember. It was somebody that we didn't really expect it to happen, but we were like, wow, okay, they keep winning. But yeah, the Mets really, really needed that dub yesterday.
And God. The Royals,
the
got
A's.
Another.
Was it the A's?
Did they go a long way? Yeah, they did. They were like 7 in a row. We're going, Padres can't win 4 in a row, and the A's can win 7. Like 7 in a row.
That's right.
And then Royals got another great, outstanding effort from Seth Lugo.
Yeah.
6 2/3, 1 earned run. Through 2 starts, he's got a 0.71 ERA. They beat the White Sox 10-1, but a really nice start to the season for former Padre Seth Lugo, who signed as a free agent in Kansas City in the offseason.
Yeah, he's off to a really good start. Josh Hader, not so much in Houston. I think he's had a rough go of it so far, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know why we feel compelled to check on everyone that got away, but we do.
Is that an odd?
I mean,
doesn't every fan base do that and like see how the guys used to play on their team at least for a while?
I'm not sure.
You're not going to follow Blake Snell this year with the Giants?
I'm not saying it's bad. Okay. I'm just wondering why we are compelled to do it. I'm as guilty as the next.
We know them. I mean, we know them. Yeah. We're curious. Are they going to continue? If they did well, are they going to continue to thrive? Are they going to take a step back? Did you make a mistake letting one of these guys get away?
That's the thing, too, is like you can't fix it. So I try not to give too much energy to it, but you know, yeah, you're always going to look and go, you know, he really would help this rotation or this bullpen or whatever, but, you know, can't change it now. So, but we are compelled to do that. I am as guilty as the next.
Okay. That's just a natural inclination.
Yes.
All right. We're going to check traffic. Got a contestant on the line when we come back. A little delayed game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
Let's see if we can get a winner to end the week. We got John as our contestant today. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
All right. Woods has left the studio. You will go first. 5 questions, musical trivia. If you beat or tie Woods, we'll put you into our grand prize drawing for the 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino and 2 tickets to Cool and the Gang. Back by popular demand, 2024 residency at the Westgate. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. All right. Here are our categories for today's game. We got Chow Time, musical artists and songs, including the word eat. Yeah, You Are My Sunshine, 5 musical answers, including the word sunshine. And our new category today is Light and Dark. Those are 5 song titles that include either the word light or the word dark. John, any of those sound good to you today?
The sunshine category.
Please. All right, You Are My Sunshine. So just a few days ago, we did a all 2-second song sunshine category. This one is just your traditional 5 questions. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time at the end. First question is our 2-second song. Polly is going to play a little bit of a well-known hit. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point. And remember, sunshine going to appear in every answer today. John, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music in the category You Are My Sunshine. Good luck, John. Let's take on Woods.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it.
Correct. John Denver was stuck in a cold Minnesota winter when he wrote which number one hit that dreamed of warmer climates? '60s British rockers Cream had two top 10 hits in the U.S. White Room and which other? Correct. Jim Gilstrap and Lonnie Groves are the other two voices you hear in which 1973 Stevie Wonder ballad rated by Rolling Stone
is one of the sunshine of my life.
Correct. The Fifth Dimension's Aquarius is joined by which other song in a 1960s medley written for the musical Hair?
Let the Sunshine.
Correct. Yeah. Let's go back to John Denver was stuck in a cold Minnesota winter when he wrote which number one hit that dreamed of warmer climates? Got some time.
Sunshine and my morning. You're so happy.
He sings it. He's got it.
Sunshine. Lies that make me cry.
Well, that's the title.
You got like 2 seconds.
Sunshine.
You know what? You got four, and I think you got a good chance to win.
It's going
to
be a good score.
That is Sunshine on My Shoulders, and you're going to kick yourself there because I know you know the song. Good score, though, John. Four correct. That's the way I like it. Sunshine of your love. You are the sunshine of my life. Let the sunshine in. Let's bring Woods back in. See if he can do it without even knowing the category here. All right, John's score is locked in. Should be a good game here. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on John.
That's the way I like it. Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Correct. John Denver was stuck in a cold Minnesota winter when he wrote which number one hit that dreamed of warmer climates?
Rocky Mountain High.
Incorrect. 60s British rockers Cream had two top 10 hits in the U.S. White Room and which other song with a distinctive bass riff inspired by Jimi Hendrix?
Sunshine of Your Love.
Correct. Jim Gilstrap and Lonnie Groves are the other two voices you hear in which 1973 Stevie Wonder ballad rated by Rolling Stone as one of the greatest songs of all time?
Pass.
The Fifth Dimension's Aquarius is joined by which other song in a 1960s medley written for the musical Hair?
This is the dawning of
you got Aquarius,
the
then it always goes into which other song?
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
No.
You know the category yet?
No. It's killing me. I think I'm screwed.
60s British rockers Cream had two top 10 hits. Oh, you got that one. That's right.
Oh.
Jim Gilstrap, Lenny Groves, the other two voices.
Stevie's is
is too late because John, with a score of four, is a winner today.
I wouldn't have gotten him.
So sunshine was the key word. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Sunshine on My Shoulders was the John Denver song. Sunshine of Your Love, you got You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and Let the Sunshine In.
Let the sunshine.
It always follows Age of Aquarius.
Look at that Cream, Paulie. It's one of my...
John, congratulations. Hang on the line. Paulie is going to get your information during the... you might have to wait a minute or two here for the top of the hour, but he will get your information. We'll put you into the drawing for Las Vegas. Congratulations. A well-played game. Tough category. That was actually 10 sunshine songs because we just did the 2 second sunshine category a few days ago as well. I think I've exhausted.
We did?
Yeah, there was a whole 2 second song category of sunshine songs just a couple of days ago. I think I've exhausted all of the sunshine songs out there for those two categories this week.
You must have been in a positive mood.
I was. Yeah, it was a good week. At our first pitch. I mean, the last couple of weeks have been a whirlwind between the 3 a.m. watch party for the Soul Series at Seven Mile Casino, opening day and all the festivities we had, our first pitch. It has been quite the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Here on the Benowitz program.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And now we're turning our attention to what is next in the Ben & Woods calendar, which is hopefully planning our Ben & Woods Open Golf Tournament.
Yes.
Which we will stand by. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to release some details and pick a date for signups and give you the official information on everything. But we are working on that for the third annual Ben & Woods Open coming up later, early this summer, hopefully.
Yes, yes. That is the plan. It's going to look a little different, but it's going to be a great time as always.
I know. People always ask me, like, anyone who's been at the golf tournament, going to do it again? When's the next one? When's the next one? We are working on it. I promise you that we are working on it. It's not the easiest thing to just put together a golf tournament. I will say that.
Yeah, it's really not at all and quite involved. And we'll be doing it a little differently. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully we can pull it off.
Yep. We have a great second half of the show after a legendary first half today. When we come back, so I guess it's just going to be Jordan, you said? Jordan is going to join us from Cespedes Family Barbecue, which is fine. Jake, something came up with Jake. It's tough to manage both of them at the same time. So we'll just begin our alternation of Cespedes Family Barbecue guys talking some baseball to kick off our 8 a.m. hour when we come back with Jordan Schusterman of Cespedes Family Barbecue. I still have Don't Do This to get to, which normally goes when Jay Moore was in studio. We got Rondle Report, and then Mike Schilt will be with us at 9 o'clock for our weekly Manager's Report. And Mike at least knows when to drop in the wins. Bob never seemed to, but the Padres have won the last game of every series.
Yes.
The second game against the Dodgers, the last game against the Cardinals.
Yep.
Somehow 4-5 feels way better when you finish every series on a high note.
100%.
And get everyone excited for what's coming up next.
That's exactly right.
Timing. It's all about timing. So our timing is still going until 10 o'clock this morning with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Hurricane Jay has left the building. He was fantastic. It's always terrific when Jay Moore is in studio.
So good, man.
I'm always absolutely terrified.
Even I am.
And 80% of it goes over my head, and I still love it.
Yeah, it's so good.
I mean, there's references. I've got no idea who he's talking about. Sometimes I look at you, and I wonder, does Woods know who he's talking about?
So, like, which ones? You got the Goodfellas one, I'm assuming.
I got the Goodfellas one.
Okay.
Joe Pesci. You got that one, for sure. Hey, there's just a couple of names that you drop in there.
Names I didn't really know
either. Who that is.
But man, he's good. He is. He just makes me laugh. He's always on, you know, even at the commercial breaks. He's great. Great dude.
What did he call you, Paulie?
Board Op Paul.
Bop. Board Op Paul. I get it now. See, now I get it.
Yep.
You're a strip club DJ as well. I mean, you would be really good at that.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
I took it as a compliment.
Okay. I don't know if he meant it as a compliment.
I don't think he did, but I mean, I'm not mad at it. And he's not wrong, necessarily. Like, when I thought about it, I went, yeah. Like, I do have that. It's not even the voice, it's the look. I think I look like a strip club DJ. I do. I've never done that. I have friends that have. It's just weird. You see it?
I'm looking. I mean, I'm trying. I haven't been to many strip clubs. I don't remember what the DJ at Explicit looked like, actually.
I don't
But I think the voice works.
My voice?
At the strip club.
It's not that hard, you know.
All right, we're going to need a contestant for Take on Woods.
Okay.
Usually you play a little bit earlier, but your chance here to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas coming up here in just a couple of minutes. If you want to get online now, 833-288-0973. We got a two-night stay. We got tickets to Cool and the Gang as well. Got our musical trivia challenge, Tier 1 v. Woods coming up here, but you got to call in 833-288-0973. Mention that the Marlins are 0-8. They are the last winless team in baseball, Woods.
Jeez. They are.
The Mets finally got their first win yesterday. It came in the second game of a doubleheader. It also came on the same day that their own broadcaster, Gary Cohen, said, this has got to be rock bottom. They were winless. They lost the first game of the doubleheader. They had gone 13 innings without a hit. They were getting no hit in the second game and trailing 1-0 to the Detroit Tigers. And then they finally got a hit, and then they got two runs in the ninth on a Pete Alonso home run and a walk-off single, and actually won the game 2-1. But how bad do you have to be in the first week of the season for your own broadcasters to be going, this is rock bottom?
Tough
here,
man. It was a rough week for our beloved Italian Paul, is a big Met fan, and I saw him going through it online. It happened, you know. It happens. I mean, that is a team. I don't know that they're capable of ripping off 8 in a row. I think every team is. Who was the team last year that had the long win streak that surprised everybody? I can't remember. It was somebody that we didn't really expect it to happen, but we were like, wow, okay, they keep winning. But yeah, the Mets really, really needed that dub yesterday.
And the Royals Got another.
Was it the A's?
Did they go on a long way? Yeah, they did. They won like seven in a row. We're going, Padres can't win four in a row, and the A's can win like seven in a row.
That's right.
And then Royals got another great, outstanding effort from Seth Lugo.
Yeah.
6 2/3, one earned run. Through two starts, he's got a 0.71 ERA. They beat the White Sox 10-1, but a really nice start to the season for former Padre Seth Lugo, who signed as a free agent in Kansas City in the offseason.
Yeah, he's off to a really good start. Josh Hader, not so much in Houston. I think he's had a rough go of it so far. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know why we feel compelled to check on everyone that got away, but we do.
Is that an odd?
I mean,
doesn't every fan base do that and like see how the guys used to play on their team, at least for a while?
I'm not sure.
You're not going to follow Blake Snell this year with the Giants?
I'm not saying it's bad. Okay. I'm just wondering why we are compelled to do it. I'm as guilty as the next
one. We know them. Yeah. We're curious. Are they going to continue? If they did well, are they going to continue to thrive? Are they going to take a step back? Did you make a mistake letting one of these guys get away?
That's the thing, too, is like you can't fix it. So I try not to give too much energy to it, but... You know, yeah, you're always going to look and go, he really would help this rotation or this bullpen or whatever, but, can't change it now. So, but we are compelled to do that. I am as guilty as the next.
That's just a natural inclination.
Yes.
All right. We're going to check traffic. Got a contestant on the line when we come back. A little delayed game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
All right, let's see if we can get a winner to end the week. We got John as our contestant today. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
All right, Woods has left the studio. You will go first. 5 questions, musical trivia. If you beat or tie Woods, we'll put you into our grand prize drawing for the 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino and 2 tickets to Kool and the Gang. Backed by popular demand, 2024 residency at the Westgate. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. All right, here are our categories for today's game. We got Chow Time, musical artists and songs, including the word eat. Yeah, You Are My Sunshine, 5 musical answers, including the word sunshine. And our new category today is Light and Dark. Those are 5 song titles that include either the word light or the word dark. John, any of those sound good to you today?
The sunshine category.
Please. All right, You Are My Sunshine. So just a few days ago, we did a all 2-second song sunshine category. This one is just your traditional 5 questions. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time at the end. First question is our 2-second song. Polly is going to play a little bit of a well-known hit. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point. And remember, sunshine going to appear in every answer today. John, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music in the category, You Are My Sunshine. Good luck, John. Let's take on Woods.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it.
Correct. John Denver was stuck in a cold Minnesota winter when he wrote which number one hit that dreamed of warmer climates?
Yeah.
60s British rockers Cream had 2 top 10 hits in the U.S. White Room and which other?
Your love.
Correct. Jim Gilstrap and Lonnie Groves are the other 2 voices you hear in which 1973 Stevie Wonder ballad rated by Rolling Stone
is one of the sunshine of my life.
Correct. The Fifth Dimension's Aquarius is joined by which other song in a 1960s medley written for the musical Hair?
Let the Sunshine.
Correct. Yeah. Let's go back to John Denver was stuck in a cold Minnesota winter when he wrote which number one hit that dreamed of warmer climates. Got some time.
Sunshine in the morning. You're so happy.
He sings it. He's got it.
Sunshine. Lies that make me cry.
Well, that's the title.
You got like 2 seconds.
Sunshine.
You know what? You got 4, and I think you got a good chance to win.
It's going
to
be a good score.
That is Sunshine on My Shoulders, and you're going to kick yourself there because I know you know the song. Good score, though, John. 4 correct. That's the way I like it. Sunshine of your love. You are the sunshine of my life. Let the sunshine in. Let's bring Woods back in. See if he can do it without even knowing the category here. All right, John's score is locked in. Should be a good game here. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on John.
That's the way I like it. Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Correct. John Denver was stuck in a cold Minnesota winter when he wrote which number one hit that dreamed of warmer climates?
Rocky Mountain High.
Incorrect. 60s British rockers Cream had two top 10 hits in the U.S. White Room and which other song with a distinctive bass riff inspired by Jimi Hendrix?
Sunshine of Your Love.
Correct. Jim Gilstrap and Lonnie Groves are the other two voices you hear in which 1973 Stevie Wonder ballad rated by Rolling Stone as one of the greatest songs of all time?
Pass.
The Fifth Dimension's Aquarius is joined by which other song in a 1960s medley written for the musical Hair?
This is the dawning of
you got Aquarius,
the
then it always goes into which other song?
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
No.
You know the category yet?
No. It's killing me. I think I'm screwed.
60s British rockers Cream had two top 10 hits. Oh, you got that one. That's right.
Oh.
Jim Gilstrap, Lenny Groves, the other two voices.
Stevie's is
is too late because John, with a score of 4, is a winner today.
I wouldn't have gotten him.
So sunshine was the key word. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Sunshine on My Shoulders was the John Denver song. Sunshine of Your Love, you got You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and Let the Sunshine In.
Let the sunshine.
It always follows Age of Aquarius.
Look at that Cream, Pauly. It's one of my...
John, congratulations. Hang on the line. Pauly is going to get your information during the... you might have to wait a minute or two here for the top of the hour, but he will get your information. We'll put you into the drawing for Las Vegas. Congratulations. A well-played game. Tough category. That was actually 10 sunshine songs because we just did the 2 second sunshine category a few days ago as well. I think I've exhausted.
We did?
Yeah, there was a whole 2 second song category of sunshine songs just a couple of days ago. I think I've exhausted all of the sunshine songs out there for those two categories this week.
You must have been in a positive mood.
I was. Yeah, it was a good week. At our first pitch. I mean, the last couple of weeks have been a whirlwind between the 3 a.m. watch party for the Soul Series at Seven Mile Casino, opening day and all the festivities we had, our first pitch. It has been quite the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Here on the Benowitz program.
That's exactly right.
And now we're turning our attention to what is next in the Ben and Woods calendar, which is hopefully planning our Ben and Woods Open Golf Tournament.
Yes.
Which we will stand by. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to release some details and pick a date for signups and give you the official information on everything. But we are working on that for the third annual Ben and Woods Open coming up later, early this summer, hopefully.
Yes, yes. That is the plan. It's going to look a little different, but it's going to be a great time as always.
I know. People always ask me, like, anyone who's been at the golf tournament, going to do it again? When's the next one? When's the next one? We are working on it. I promise you that we are working on it. It's not the easiest thing to just put together a golf tournament. I will say that.
Yeah, it's really not at all and quite involved. And we'll be doing it a little differently. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully we can pull it off.
Yep. We have a great second half of the show after a legendary first half today. When we come back, so I guess it's just going to be Jordan, you said? Jordan is going to join us from Cespedes Family Barbecue, which is fine. Jake, something came up with Jake. It's tough to manage both of them at the same time. So we'll just begin our alternation of Cespedes Family Barbecue guys talking some baseball to kick off our 8 a.m. hour when we come back with Jordan Schusterman of Cespedes Family Barbecue. I still have Don't Do This to get to, which normally goes when Jay Moore was in studio. We got Rondle Report, and then Mike Schiltz will be with us at 9 o'clock for our weekly Manager's Report. And Mike at least knows when to drop in the wins. Bob never seemed to. But the Padres have won the last game of every series.
Yes.
The second game against the Dodgers.
Makes
the
for good
last
better
game
radio.
Against the Giants. The last game against the Cardinals.
Yep.
Somehow 4-5 feels way better when you finish every series on a high note.
100%.
And get everyone excited for what's coming up next.
That's exactly right.
Timing. It's all about timing. So our timing is still going until 10 o'clock this morning with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.